Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
On head coaches, head coaching candidates around the NFL, he does call Mike Vrabel a real possibility here if Kevin Stefanski is let go. And again, I think the timing of this is weird coming off the Pittsburgh win. I feel like if you had released this on the Monday after the Saints game, I think there would have been a large swath of fans being like, okay, bye. But I think now, come off the Pittsburgh game, it died. Half of the comments, because I posted it at Nick Wilson Says, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Because I couldn't believe this had not made the rounds yet for Browns fans.
Yeah.
And the immediate reaction is one of two things: cool, we get Vrabel, or bleep locking for. There's really no, again.
Well, because the Stefanski scenario is not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
When half the fan base doesn't want Stefanski here anyway, I think half the fan base does. And I think half the fan base knows that he's a good head coach and knows what he can deliver. But if half the fan base doesn't like Stefanski as is, imagine the person you don't even want to date being like, oh no, I don't like you anyway.
I will say, because again, you and I both said we're not putting both feet on this. We kind of believe that Jason does have a bias, that Jason has some sort of feeling, not about Kevin, but about the Browns organization. It relates back to the Deshaun thing, and that at points that has come through in his reporting.
Yeah.
But if we were to indulge the idea, this is a rare case for me. If Kevin Stefanski doesn't want to be here, to me it would be, okay, well, I appreciate your 5 years, but if you want to be out, I'm cool with that. And the only reason is, Mike Vrabel's my ace in the hole.
Yeah, I just don't think... Well, the hard part, though, is if Stefanski's the one sitting there saying, I think I'm too good to be with the Browns, and I think that I don't want to be here, etc., then why are we going to turn around and have Vrabel then be like, oh, sign me up, I want to be with the Browns, too?
I mean, I think... Well, because here's the thing, I think
outside
sometimes...
Outside of the him being from here connection.
I mean, I don't think this situation is as toxic as it's been in previous iterations. Like, there were 100% times in the 17 different head coaching or GM hirings from 99 to 2020, there were 100% of times where the situation stopped you from getting even quality candidates. I don't think that's the case anymore.
Well, I think there's a lot more quality candidates in general out there these days. Like, I just don't think... I think any team, if you're hiring a new head coach, you're probably hiring somebody that has experience more times than not. Like, we're kind of done.
Are we back in the retread cycle?
Yeah, we're kind of done with the... I think there was a 3-4 year stretch where everyone was hiring McVay, and then everyone that was associated with McVay. That's Taylor, that's LaFleur, that's O'Connell, that's all those guys. And really, Stefanski is not associated with McVay, but he is of that same idea, where it's like young whiz offensive coordinator for a season gets an opportunity. And Ben Johnson gets brought up. Bobby Slowick was being brought up before the Houston Texans kind of went down the hill here with C.J. Stroud. Like, I think we're out of those guys. I think now we're with a lot of guys that's like, they've been there, they've done that. Because we've been firing coaches the entire stretch of the way at the same rate.
So
it's like Belichick is a free agent for all. I mean, like, what are we doing?
So I do think what's interesting about this with Vrabel, I think there are three things that I thought of, because you asked a very direct question, which is, why would Vrabel want to be in? One, we assume that him watching what's happened this year gives him a negative thought of the Browns and how they run things and not Kevin Stefanski. He could look here and go, well, again, I know I'm not allowed to use the word culture ever again because I haven't taken my culture pills, but I do think he could look at this and go, Kevin's a good coach, but maybe he's not the right guy for this locker room or not the right guy for the situation. Two, we don't know his relationship with Jimmy Haslam, which is, I think there have been a couple reports out there. It's certainly something that if you're plugged in at all, I think Jimmy likes Mike. I think there's a good thing there from anything that anybody's put out there, that there's a respect there between the two men. And then three, how badly do you want to be the Browns head coach? I do think that last one goes into the favor of this specific spot more than maybe if it was like, hey, I'm from Tucson, Arizona, and right, I can be the Raiders head coach.
But Vrabel is the bell of the ball this offseason. So I just don't think it's as much of a shoo-in like, oh, it's Vrabel, and that's our decision. And that's like, no, it's not. I don't think it would work that simple. I think we'd have to really sell Vrabel on the idea. I don't think we'd be like, Vrabel, we choose you. And you got the final rose. And he's like, oh, thank you, I'm so happy. I think it'd be a real hard sell. We'd have to sell.
I actually think this is a tough pool of candidates, because I think Ben Johnson is still going to be one of the favorites out there. Pete Carroll is the odds-on favorite right now to get the Jets job. Belichick is obviously out there. Like, I actually think there's – now, in fairness, you have to be one of the five best jobs, because there are five really good candidates. Aaron Glenn, I need to make sure I mention his name as well, former Browns defensive back coach. I think there's five really good candidates. So I think if you're the Browns, it is – If we're part of that five, then we have as good a chance to get Vrabel as anybody else, because those other people might prefer somebody else.
I mean, if you're competing with the Raiders, let's say, and the Raiders have the number one or number two overall draft pick, you get to choose your quarterback, and you get to go ahead and then start something brand new, clean slate, right off the rip. I think the Raiders as a franchise is a disaster, so I bring them up intentionally. Would you rather have a spot where you get to choose your quarterback and then go off with a young rookie quarterback, or the Browns where right now we're talking about, can Jameis be a bridge, or do we have a stopgap and we don't even know when we're going to have a future quarterback?
Given that one team was in the playoffs last year and the other's been a dumpster fire and their owner's got a weird haircut, I'd probably take the
weird
the
haircut
Browns.
It
was the kicker, yeah.
I think the Raiders were in the playoffs 2 years ago. It's not like a crazy long time.
Zach brings up a good point on Twitter saying that's why he signed an extension 4 months ago to escape the cesspool. I don't think we should assume the last 4 months haven't changed things.
Well, also, the signing the extension was just smart business by Stefanski.
Yeah, you sign it thinking, I might end up getting 2 free years here of working for nothing. Or, sorry, not working for a significant amount of money. I mean, I think it's a fair point. I do think it's a fair point. But that's under the assumption that the last 4 months haven't changed the way Kevin feels about how the situation works in Berea.
Well, and also you never knew what was going to happen with Deshaun either. Maybe he really thought Deshaun was something.
216-474-0092. Jason Lockenfora put this out earlier this week that some coaches and executives who know Stefanski think that he'd be cool getting out of that cesspool now. God, what a drama queen. Being home for the holidays and getting to prepare for future interviews elsewhere. If Stefanski did want out, we agree that we're not putting all in on everything Jason's saying here, but if Stefanski wanted out, would you be okay if the Browns let him out? More on that later in the show. We got quick hits next on 92.3 The Fan.